up? I'm Sonia.
And I'm Pia.
We're both high schoolers in a global pandemic and still bored out of our minds. We bring you the second season of our South Asian Anxiety podcast, Youth Speaks. It's great to have you back, everybody.
And it's nice to meet you. I'm taking over Youth Speaks in place of Leela, who is currently a freshman at Fordham University. And I'm excited to get to know you all. I'm a co-host of the podcast for various reasons. I love speaking about mental health issues and general world and human rights ideals, and I wanted to gain and spread the knowledge that we have on the podcast.
Yeah, so I asked Pia to come onto the podcast because we've been friends for like ever. She was also in like a really popular episode of our last season. I don't know if you guys have listened to it. It's called, I think we said something about self-love, and we talked a lot about that in that episode. And from there, Leela and I kind of did this together. I know we all miss Leela, but I'm sure that Pia will be amazing. And I love her, and we're all going to love her. So yeah, this is just a little introduction to what our second season will look like. I know it's been a while, but we all got really busy, and then Leela went to college, and then I was like, huh, why don't I just take the summer? But, we're finally starting, so again, it's great to catch up with everybody. Pia, do you want to talk about what the next season's gonna actually have?
Yeah, sure. So we're planning on doing a lot of episodes on gender and acceptance, beauty standard. We're also going to talk about the romanticization of ignorance and the struggles, of course, of being a person of color and being constantly surrounded by predominantly white people. We're going to do another episode of toxic masculinity and much more surrounding those specific ideals.
Yeah, so we're also going to have guest speakers like we did last season. A lot of the guest speakers this time are going to be more teenagers, and they're going to be a lot of like South Asians on the podcast, especially because it is a podcast, you know, of South Asian struggles. I know that we had a couple of adults in the last one, and people said that they still want to see the adults. So I think it's definitely going to be a mix of that, but mostly teenagers. It's going to be a lot of people that I know that are really good at like speaking on these issues, and we have some really, really exciting speakers lined up for you guys. And I think something we're also trying to do is expand globally. I know this is a lot of like technical talking, and this is not really what you guys come onto the podcast for. But these are just some goals for us to, you know, move forward.
New Year's resolutions.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. So Pia, how are you?
I'm doing well. Much better now that it's break, not gonna lie.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
I think throughout school, I was just like feeling a bunch of academic pressure. So that was definitely going on. But now that it's break, I think I'm ready to start my next semester and have like a clean slate and stuff. So
I know. Yeah. And I think like, so Pia and I are juniors, you guys, in case you might have forgotten. But like junior year has been really kicking me hard just because I think we were online and like in person last year, but mm-hmm. this year it's like a complete transition, and it's like junior year, so all the pressure and like the classes and everything. I don't know. I feel like definitely. This year has hit me like the hardest out of like all of the others.
Yeah. I think academically, like I think being, of course, being South Asian and fitting into the stereotype and stuff, like you're like expected to like take harder classes and stuff, mm-hmm, you know, definitely. And not even mm-hmm. just because to fit the stereotype, but also because colleges will look at that and they'll be like, right. Oh, Asian kid, you know, like, what do we expect? Like, definitely. So I think that there's a lot that stems from there because us being pandemic children, like throughout sophomore year, we were completely online. At least for me, I was completely online. And then mm-hmm. switching directly into a new school year in person, and not only being just a school year, but being junior year is like hell.
It's
like
a lot.
It's,
yeah.
It's crazy. So, yeah.
No, yeah, 100%. And I think like, as you mentioned, like it's hard for me because like I know that I've talked about this a lot, but I go to a private school in Danville mm-hmm. and it's very like predominantly white, and it's like it's really hard because like when someone sees like an Asian kid in the room, like their immediate like response, or like I don't know, like this might not be like a conscious response, but a lot of the times I'm just expected to do like a lot better. And, mm-hmm. like, this isn't just in an academic setting. It's also, like, in social settings and, like, when I go out with my family or, like, you know, or like no, even when I'm just having fun with like my friends or like we're having like a discussion, like people always look to me as to be kind of like the smart kid, and I think that's like a lot of pressure to hold up, especially
yeah,
like,
no, definitely. I definitely know what you're talking about socially, because at least for me and my friend group, like I am generally like the, I guess maybe it's because I'm the oldest, but I'm generally like the advice giver, and I know you are too, so
yeah.
Both of us are constantly, like, not only dealing with everything that goes on with us, but then also talking to our friends, which, of course, like, I love. Like, I love talking to people about their problems, but...
Right, but it can be exhausting.
Sometimes it can be exhausting,
100%. And also, I think, like, being South Asian really plays a part in that, because, like, I have a lot of South Asian friends that don't really have access to, like, therapy, and they don't have access to, like, mental health, you know, like, resources or anything, just purely because they are South Asian, and because their parents, like, really, I know that we talked about this, like, in the first season, but their parents just really, like, aren't very accepting of the fact that, you know, mental health is real. Like, we definitely want to advocate for that.
Definitely.
So I think it's hard for them to actually talk to professionals. So a lot of the times when they come to us, it's like, it's even more exhausting, you know, because it's like, we're battling our own stuff, like our own South Asian struggles, while also like trying to take on someone else.
Of course. That makes sense.
Yeah. And I think like mental health has gone like to an all time, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's been so serious over the past couple of months. Like, everyone who I see, like, even all over social media, like, obviously social media has a big play on this. Like, you know, the mob mentality, you know, one person sad, the other person sad all the time.
Of course.
But I think, like, that happens, but then you also can't hold that as, like, the reason that everyone else is sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, no, like, definitely.
Yeah, my teachers tend to do that a lot, which is really upsetting.
That's fascinating.
Anyways. Yeah, so, like, I think just, like, depression rates and, like, anxiety rates have been, like, through the roof. And I know that you struggle with anxiety, too. And it's, like, I don't know, like, how are you feeling in this, like, current social situation?
Oh, I'm definitely feeling it. Like, not only that, I think it's just a huge increase in, like, mental health issues that you see not only in ourselves, but the people around us, too. And
definitely,
it's getting more vocal and out there, which is, of course, an amazing, like, thing. It's great. But at the same time, it's just, like, if I can't help myself, like, how do I help other people around me? And if they can't help themselves, how can they help me, you know?
Right.
So it just... is like, and I guess, like, of course, pandemic has a play in that, because all of our lives kind of took a huge 180 and, like, completely flipped. But yeah, no, I've definitely been feeling it. What about you?
Yeah, me too. I think it's so funny, like, how fidget spinners are a thing when we were, like, in middle school, and now there's, like, the popper things. I have, like, one for every single, like, class, and, like, the fidget toys and everything. Like, I feel like, at least at Athenian, like, they're really, like, trying to help, like, people, I don't know, like, I think stay afloat, I guess. Like, I wouldn't even say get better, because, like, you know, tea, like, one time a day isn't going to help someone get better. But I think, like, I don't know. I feel like when someone, like, is really going through it, like, really in, like, you know, a bad state of mind, and then they go to school and just, like, everyone's like that, like, the whole grade is just so stressed and, like, so anxious. I feel like that makes it so much worse. Like, finals week was so bad, because everyone was constantly stressed, and, like, the administration was, like, giving us hot chocolate and whatever, and, like, that let, like, to an extent, like, it made it kind of worse, because it was like, oh, you know, like, everyone's not doing well.
It's no, and it was really bad too, because if it's coming from, like, admin, they know how much pressure it is, and the reason, and the way they, like, put it, I don't know, like, care dogs or whatever, and, like, give us, like, one little cookie and a hot chocolate, like, to drink, is, like, it's just so upsetting, because, you know, they say that they care about mental health and stuff, but then they go ahead and just, like, push their students to, like, drive themselves to the point where they're, like, crying and breaking down over school. Like, I had my first, like, I don't know if this is, like, bad or good, but I had my first ever, like, genuine meltdown, like, this final, like, semester. Like, I was crying nonstop for, like, a day straight, and it was just really bad.
No, yeah, I definitely feel that. Like, I think through the finals week, like, I was so anxious that I could barely even eat, and, like, I've talked about this, but I struggle with, like, my eating, so that was really, really bad. But I think, like, I definitely want to talk about this a little more, because I think the private versus public school thing is still, like, really prevalent here. But, like, for us, our administration has been, like, really, really kind these past couple of months, just because we have, I think we have like a new upper head of school, and she's like super, super supportive. Like, I think she really cares about mental health. Like the first time I met her, she listened to me rant for like 2.5 hours about how I needed like more advocacy at the school. But I think like, I don't know, like surprisingly, I know that I think people are listening and I'm sure they agree with me. Obviously the course load hasn't gone down. Like, again, it's my fault that I took really challenging courses. But I think like they're doing really well in kind of like separating like I don't know, like kind of separating stress, like school stress versus like pressure stress. You know what I mean? They're saying that the school stress is always kind of going to be there, but then they're kind of like trying to dissipate like the tension that comes from like, you know, parents and like, again, like these stereotypes, like the model minority stereotype. And then they're also like giving us mental health days now, which is really nice. I took like a mental health day last semester because I was really just like going through it. And it's just a day where like you sit at home and you just don't do anything. Like you don't do homework, you don't catch up in classes, and you just come back like the next day and you're just like, you know, like refreshed, I guess. And obviously that's not going to work perfectly for like every person, but for me, like that really, really helped, you know?
Yeah, of course. That helps a lot. I think for me, I think last semester I took a trip to Florida for a family wedding. And when I came back, there was just so much work that I had to catch up on, of course. And not all of it was like easily accessible. And not all of my teachers were like easily like telling me exactly what I needed to do or giving me like 100%. Any kind of help around it. So I think that really set me behind. And then also I caught a cold and obviously school administration was like, go get COVID tested. So I had to stay home for like 3 days. And that also really messed me up because obviously there was so much work that I had to catch up on with like barely any support. And like, you know, I feel like especially after pandemic, I think that your school is doing like a good job at least trying to start doing a good job at like, you know, fixing mental health problems and stuff as compared to for us, it's like, they're just back into curriculum how it normally is when they should understand that, you know, not all of us are used to that at all because technically we went into COVID our first year of high school. So we were like in quarantine through that whole time. And obviously freshman year is a breeze. Like you don't really do much freshman year. I mean, at least for me, I didn't do much freshman year.
Me too, don't worry.
Yeah. And then sophomore year is kind of when it starts picking up a bit, but we were completely online sophomore year. So that was also not that challenging. And then getting like head on into junior year, like I feel like there could have been some, I guess, like just basis of like, we care about your mental health, you know, like take like, you know, take a break.
Yeah, like at least if they say it, you know, like, maybe saying it would help. I definitely get that. And I think just like apart from school stress too, like all the current events around the country have just been like so like all over the place. Like I don't like I took a current events seminar this semester. Shout out to Stephanie if you're listening. But I don't know, like I feel like taking that class, it was so interesting because it was a really good class, like a really good teacher, good group of people. But it's like also taking that class and like doing the research. Like most of our homework assignments would be to like go on news sites for 45 minutes and like see what you learn, you know. And like I feel like it's just like news can be so depressing, and especially at like this part of the pandemic, like, you know, there's a new variant, like it's coming back, like schools are shutting down again. It's like even when you look at the news, like it's all just about like, you know, like hate crimes and like, you know, and it's like
definitely
that's so important. Like that's definitely so important for people to like understand and like learn about. But it's like when I'm someone who wants to learn about current events and like I want to go in the news, it feels like that's getting me down, you know, like my passion is again, like just bringing me down all over again.
Of course. No, that definitely makes sense. I think aside from pandemic stuff, there's also just so much about like, you know, there's still like you said, like hate crimes going on, like acts of violence. And then there's, you know, other like natural disaster destructions that like take place. And so the news can be really overwhelming. And not only that, it can be really overly exaggerated. So it's just not a good situation at all.
Definitely. And I think like especially you know, we had a unit about Afghanistan, and then, you know, the US pulled out from Afghanistan like recently, or like, you know, relatively recently. But I don't know, like that whole ideal for me was really difficult. just kind of researching, like, you know, women before the Taliban versus after the Taliban versus when the U.S. came in and then the Taliban's back. Like, yeah. I don't know. It was definitely hard for me because that was, like, an important topic at home, too.
Right, of course.
My dad stays, like, involved in current events, and he was really interested in the Afghanistan policy. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, we can always come to, like, a blame. Like, where does the blame lie? Like, who should take the blame for the Afghanistan pulling out? I mean, for the U.S. pulling out of Afghanistan. But it, like, doesn't change the fact that it happened, you know?
Right,
and this
course.
Was, like, huge in my school. Like, I organized, like, a fundraiser. Like, you know, I tried to, like, help. But then again, like, the money, like, where is that going to go? Like, is that going to go to the government, which is the Taliban?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, that's still, like, keeping me up at night because it's, like, the $2,000 that we raised, like, where exactly, like, where is that going to go, you know?
Yeah, of course. And I think because, like, Afghanistan, of course, is, like, they have food insecurity and, like, a lack of, like, social security net. Like,
definitely.
It's just a really tough situation.
Just so much, tough yeah. spot.
So,
yeah, definitely. And just apart from that, like, I feel like connecting with people has been so especially hard for me.
Yeah.
Like, I just got out of the pandemic. Like, I don't know where I, like, stopped being, like, Extrovert? Yeah.
Extrovert?
Yeah. I don't know where I stopped being an extrovert, but, like, I don't know. Like, it's so difficult for me to, like, stay in, like, someone's house for, like, over 6 hours, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely know what you're talking about. Yeah. Especially, like, I don't know, like, even, like, with parties and stuff, like, you know, there'll be, like, music blasting and, like,
right.
people, like, dancing, but I'm still kind of like, okay, man, I want to go home. You know,
me too. Yeah, that's definitely hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think these are just, like, after effects of the pandemic. Hopefully we'll get over it.
Probably, yeah. And I think generally, like, I at least have that personality type where I need my, like, personal time because mm-hmm. I'm, like, not an extrovert, but whatever, an ambivert, right?
Right.
It is.
Uh-huh.
So it's, like, yeah. I love hanging out with people, of course, but I need time to, like, recharge. So I guess I'm more, like, introverted that way. But
right.
I think pandemic has definitely, I guess, helped my introverted self thrive, but my social life has, like, I guess, just been very challenged because I'm not really sure how to, like, connect and go out and actually push myself to, like, attend things and go out with people. So something I've been trying to do is, like, if I'm ever, at least now, especially on break, if I'm ever, like, free and if I have to, like, go out and get lunch for myself, I'll, like, call a friend and ask if they want to get lunch with me.
Mm-hmm.
If I have the mental ability to do so, but yeah.
Right. No, I definitely get that. And I know, like, a lot of people are still going through the same thing. Like, I've talked to so many people who are still struggling with the social and academic aspects of, like, the pandemic or, like, post-pandemic. And again, like, this podcast isn't necessarily, like, you know, like, it's not necessarily meant to be, like, focused on the pandemic, but I think, mm-hmm. like, that's what drives, like, a lot of our lives now.
Yeah,
so
no, definitely.
Kind of useless not to talk about it. Yeah, but we definitely have hit the 20-minute mark. So I think, like, if you guys just want to hear more about this, like, definitely just, you know, let me know. Like, I get a lot of DMs from the podcast usually, but our social media is usually linked in our, you know, podcast account, like, bye or whatever. But if you want, like, DM me, DM Pia, DM the account, like, you know, we'd be happy to talk about any of this even more. Mm-hmm. But
of course, anything you ask will be 100% anonymous, of course.
Yeah, definitely. And just to introduce our next guest speaker. So our next guest speaker is Adobe. They're a student at Athenian, and I think they have a really good grasp of, like, gender and, like, how people, like, perceive gender and, like, how they've kind of struggled with that. We're super excited to have them on the podcast to just talk about it. I've been after them for, like, weeks now. I've been begging, like, please talk on my podcast, Adobe. But I'm sure it'll be a great episode. But till then.
Yep. All right, everyone. Peace out. We'll see you next time.
Great. And again, if you ever need anything, send us a voicemail on Anchor. That's actually a really cool feature, and we've received a bunch of those last time. So just send us a voicemail if you want, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.